Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Denny Deichler, our guest on today's This Week in America, has had an amazing life. An interior decorator and author of the design book, What Color Is Your Slipcover? She's raised a family, stays in excellent shape, ordained as an interfaith minister, part of a very liberal church community, and now putting into words what so many of us need to think about in her book, Messages, Flowing with Synchronicity, expanding our awareness and showing how magical, how limitless, and how truly connected life can be if we are open to the possibility. An owl's appearance began a stream of occurrences and events that gave her messages and guidance beyond what she had seen in reality, and this new awareness has taken her life in powerful directions, creating a deep sense of hope and joy. Denny Deichler, the author of Messages, Flowing with Synchronicity, joins us on This Week in America. Denny, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And we'll give you websites as we go throughout the program. The book's available at her website, DennyDeichler.com. We'll give you that as well as Amazon. This is such a wonderful story that you tell in the book. Talk about what led you actually writing the book.
Well, you know, there was such an accumulation of stories, and they were so amazing. And sometimes I even had a very special soul sister with me. And finally, she said to me, you know, you've got to write these stories down. They're too amazing. And I said, you know, I think you're right. And I tell you, I had total recall on all of them.
You know, that's just amazing. Well, it is. And what you're able to do in telling these stories and inspiring and helping so many people, are all of the stories true? Some of the stories true in your book?
All of them are true. All of them. Every single one.
Which even makes it more amazing. The book we're talking about is Messages, Flowing with Synchronicity. The guest on the program, the author, is Denny Deichler. If you're Googling that, that's D-A-I-K-E-L-E-R. Her website is DennyDeichler.com. But go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly. In talking about the book, how do you approach these happenings personally? Let's set the pace. Let's do that part of the question first. How do you approach these happenings personally? Talk about this, these amazing experiences you had and how you handled those.
Well, you know, that's a great question because I probably was a whole slew of emotions because, you know, I was questioning what was happening and whether it was real and, you know, how I wanted to interact with it because many times there was an interaction necessary. And so it was very real how you would be approaching a stranger,
yes.
Really. You know, and I was open. I'm an open person and not afraid of these things as they were happening. And so there was a lot of joy in it. And I must admit, I finally got used to being more open. And the more open I became, the more delightful it became.
Did they startle you, especially in the beginning? I would think this is something different, that there would be maybe that element of being startled there. Did they startle or frighten you in the beginning?
I don't think I could use either adjective. I would have to say, you know, the first story is about an owl that I kept hearing around the house. And I'd run from window to window and try to find the owl. And that went on for so long that finally I got exasperated and I got annoyed. And I just said right out in the house, I want to see the owl.
Did that work?
And so, well, it wasn't until 2 weeks later and I was in my kitchen. It was dawn and there was a racket of crows outside and I wondered what was going on. And finally, it just occurred to me, I bet it's the owl. And so I quickly ran to my kitchen window, and the owl was on the other side of the glass, up a little bit on a branch, looking right down at me. And we just were really transfixed. I didn't feel afraid. I felt awed. And I wanted the moment. I mean, the moment was so special that I just really sank into it, and it was glorious. And then all of a sudden it opened its wide, wide wings and just flew away. And I was ecstatic. And I kept thinking, how did that happen? Did somebody call the owl, you know, on the phone? How in the world did I get that message across? And then that became a study in my mind of, no, I did not call by phone. I called, I asked, I just put it out into the vapors. And I was heard. And I think right there is one of the most significant messages in the book, that you need to ask for what you want and you need to be open when it happens.
Yeah, you're basically, in the book, you talk about a leap of faith and an open mind and how important actually both of those are. As you were processing all of this, well, how difficult was it to process from the beginning when this first occurred with the owl to actually going back and seeing the owl there, like you summoned the owl to come report to you, and you had that moment of actually looking at the owl looking at you. How did you process all of that? Make sense of it all.
Well, I do have a lot of faith, and I knew I had asked for the owl, and I mean, it had been over a long period of time that I'd been chasing it around the house, so to speak, and so I think really there was a lot of time involved and a lot of hoping that I would see the owl. And as that moment came to me, I just opened to it, which I'm very grateful for. I really am. It teaches me to be open all the time, you know?
Which is a great message that's in the book. And the name of the book is Messages Flowing with Synchronicity by Denny Deichler, our guest on the program. When you had this happening, this very special moment, did you share these with others? How did you handle that?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, I was too excited not to share. And sometimes people would meet me with, oh, isn't that nice? Or, really? You know,
and
I let everybody accept it as much as they wanted to. I didn't try to beat it into their heads. But I think maybe there might have been a sincerity in the way I told it. And so, but I would have to say to you, people did not always accept it. You know, they didn't argue with me, but they said, oh, that's nice.
Yes.
And then
yes.
There were other people that knew me well and accepted the story with great solemnity and we were the ones that had the wonderful discussions, for sure.
Well, I was just going to say, were there those that asked questions that were open, and maybe a question along the line, well, that's nice, but why not me? Could this happen to me as well? Did you get people that would ask positive questions, like they were really open to what you were saying and were open to having that happen in their lives as well?
Very much so. You know, there was really all of the above that you said.
Yes.
But at the same time, I would have to say that there was, they were usually friends that I was sharing this with. And so the trust was already there in the fact of who we were together. And they would ask me questions, they would be open. And it became a sincere sharing that was very special.
With us on the program is the author of Messages Flowing with Synchronicity. The author is Denny Deichler. That's Daikeler. Her website is DennyDeichler.com. The book is also available at Amazon. Link on directly to Denny's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was your reaction as these stories were happening? How did you handle all of this? It had to be a growth process for you as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and thank you for asking that. You know, when there would be a happening, it would last with me for a couple of days because I was so amazed that it happened. And, you know, as the stories grew, and it wasn't just owls, but it was other animals, and then it was people, you know, I finally say in the book, I know now I'm going to school to learn
yes.
how to deal with synchronicity. And I know I was taught to know, you know, I was sitting one time at a gate at an airport, and I was watching a line of people get their tickets and boarding passes. And I suddenly looked at one woman and I knew that she was going to sit beside me. And I thought to myself, what a strange feeling. You know, I wonder if it's so. So then there was the time of waiting until I got on the plane. And sure enough, she walked down the aisle of the plane and sat down beside me. And I told her that it was the awesome moment of knowing she was going to sit beside me. But that really was this whole phenomenon teaching me to know, to trust knowing. And it's a feeling. It's this feeling that all of a sudden what you're thinking is really true. And it's up to you whether you're going to accept it or not and be open to it.
When you talk to others who may have had some of the same experiences, but not quite sure what they were, why they were, how to handle it, what advice do you give them to keep the open mind and do it as you did?
Well, I talk it just like I would talk it to you. Yes. And say, you know, this is so exciting. I hope you'll ask for things and to trust when they happen that it's really true and learn from it, because the learning really gives us the reality that there's an energy around us all the time. And now I trust that energy totally. And I know when to ask for things. I know I'll get an answer. I'll get it either in a knowing in my mind, or maybe in an article in a magazine that I just suddenly open. And there's literally the words I've used. And I know that it's for me. Or it's a song I hear on the radio or something. But I can't tell you how much I became a participant in this program and knew that I was the receiver and I was being given information, and there literally was an energy behind it. And, you know, and that does take a leap of faith. There's no question about
it. Yes, yes.
But I'm so grateful that I made that leap, to be very honest.
It sounds like that leap of faith has really enriched your life, hasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. There are no words to tell you how much. I just, you know, it's just a very sacred thing, because you realize you're never alone and that there are always this help and there's always information and always new moments. It's just an exquisite way to live. And it's there for everybody. You know, that's why I wrote the stories down, because I thought, what a rich, wonderful gift to give anybody that's open, because this is available to anybody. But you have to trust, you have to, you know, take that leap of faith, or you begin to think, oh, I must be dreaming this up, right, or, oh, I'm going crazy again.
All of these stories are told wonderfully in the book Messages, Flowing with Synchronicity by Denny Deichler, our guest on the program. Do these happening synchronicities, do they continue to this day with you?
Oh, absolutely. Not to the intensity that they did, but I felt that the intensity, somehow in my fervent asking to see the owl, I must have put out my willingness to hear more, to let it happen often, and that I wanted to learn. You know, I must have conveyed that, because it really literally became very intense. Not intense to an uncomfortable degree. It became more an excitement, you know.
Yes.
When's the next time going to happen?
What do you hope the readers take away from reading Messages? So many people have read it and reviewed it very positively. What do you hope they take away from reading the book?
A willingness to try it in their own life. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yes.
I'd have to admit that. It's the reason I wrote the book. And, you know, the gift of that is that they enhance their own life.
How does that make you feel, knowing that you really have enhanced other people's lives by sharing your message? This was something that was personal for you. You're sharing it, tapping into some resources that other people have, and suddenly they are feeling the same emotions that you felt. What's that like, that you are spreading that word?
Well, it's exquisite. You know, I must tell you that there is a teacher that lives in me. I've taught interior design. I've taught many things. So there's a richness in teaching. And I think that accompanies this so that it keeps me going. It keeps me wanting to spread the word. And yet at the same time, I have to be very open to someone who is not accepting it as clearly as I'm hoping they would, and not to judge that. You know, whatever yes. that is in them, maybe they're not ready for it, or maybe they don't want to believe that, you know, and that's okay. It's, you know, that's a beauty of it, really, that this is freedom. You know, you either choose to believe it and use it, or you go about your day in a different way. And we can always shift. And maybe if it happens enough, they'll do it. You know, I must say, though, that some of the relationships that I've developed through people reading the book have just been amazing. You know, I've just acquired some friendships by people who are really open to it yes. and are now using it in their lives. And now we have the fun of saying, guess what happened to me today?
You can share those experiences. And if anybody's skeptical, just spend 15, 20 minutes talking with Denny and you'll realize whatever's going on in her life, I want a piece of that too. She seems so content and open to all the magic of life that's out there. With you on this journey, I know, has been Reader's Magnet and helping you spread the word with the book messages. Yes. What's that experience been like for you working with Reader's Magnet?
Well, it's been wonderful because they're so willing. There's been a willingness and openness, and I've had some very cherishable conversations with some of the people. One gentleman named Ferdinand, he and I got so involved in a conversation because he was kind of dumbfounded by some of my stories. And as we talked, I think he picked up the sincerity in my voice. And I have to say to you that this young man and I definitely have a connection, no doubt about it, because he heard me. I knew he was hearing me, and that made me feel connected to him. And it was really a very wonderful experience.
Well, the book is a wonderful experience. We're getting excellent reviews. One review said the message is there for us if only we choose to see and believe. The book is Messages, yes. Flowing with Synchronicity by Denny Deichler, our guest on the program. Our website is DennyDeichler.com. Yes. That's DAIKELER. Book's available, of course, at Amazon. And if you can't remember any of that, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can log on and link on directly to Denny's website and get information on the book. Denny, certainly a pleasure having you with us on the program. Thank you so much for sharing your remarkable story, the word of inspiration for everybody out there. Thank you for being with us on the program. This has been fun. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. It was fun for me, too.
Our guest has been Denny Deichler. The book is Messages Flowing with Synchronicity. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.